Proclamation number 5215 of 21st of September, 1951. Love has accomplished the act of salvation. I died for you on the cross. My love for you is boundless and inflamed in the man Jesus to a strength, which caused the deification of his soul, a condition, which lifted him above the human earthly sphere and he became one with me. Only such a strong love was able to bring a sacrifice on the cross, because otherwise he could not have withstood as a human being, if not the strength of love would have strengthened him. He died on the cross as a man, and yet I was myself, who sacrificed himself on the cross for you people, but the man Jesus remained in love, until he gave up his spirit. The love made the sacrifice, and the love I was self. This is also a mystery and will remain, as long as the earth exists and you people judge the act of salvation with earthly directed senses. The man Jesus died on the cross. I myself came to earth, to redeem you. An apparent contradiction, and yet it is the truth, that is unknowable as long as you humans can not understand, that I myself am love. That love is the original substance of the eternal Godhead and that therefore love has done this work, which should redeem the humanity from the sin. But love was in the man Jesus, therefore a man died the death on the cross. But that this man was divine, that proved the excess of his sufferings, which he did not previously succumb. His love for mankind was so deep, that he desired to suffer, in order to help them. He has taken a superhuman degree of suffering upon himself, which alone was enough, to take the viability from a human body, but his strength of love kept this body alive so long, until his enemies had increased him, until they had nailed him to the cross, until the highest point of his suffering was reached. He wanted the people let perform the atrocities, to whom my opponent drove them, also to show him, that the power of God's Son extended even after the death, that he was Lord over the death. All mankind should take note of his death, so they wanted to be saved. Until the end he was connected with me, the Father, by his love, but his anxious soul did not recognize me longer. The fearful soul sought me out beside itself, and Jesus therefore cried out the words, my God, why have you forsaken me? The powerful deity only had withdrawn, but the love was and remained in him. Love probably was strength in itself, but Jesus did not use this strength any longer, to prevent his crucifixion, but only to be able to experience it. Because he wanted to experience it, to serve me as a human and to suffer and to atone for the neighbors. That is why he suffered and died consciously too, that is why he begged me for mercy for his tormentors, and in full consciousness he spoke the words, Father, into thy hands I recommend my spirit. The bond between him and me he held upright, for he himself could not longer come loose by the one, with whom he had become one through love. And therefore I was he and he was Roman one, there was no separation between both of us, because the love, the original substance of myself, also fulfilled him completely, so I had to be with and in him, even though I did nothing as strength, until the person Jesus had accomplished his work. He and Roman one, we are one, and whoever sees him, sees the Father, because the Father is love, and love was in the Son. But love could not die, and so it rose again the third day, and love also revived the body, who is completely spiritualized by the suffering of Jesus and does not need a further course of development on earth any longer. Thus love has overcome death. The divine Savior overcame Satan. The light broke through darkness, and the way was free to eternal light. Amen.